episode 2764, get back to what matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week and really enjoying the extraordinary life that you are so honored to live every day. With every breath that you have the opportunity to master today to impact tomorrow. And so today, I really want to inspire you, to encourage you to get back to what matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Amelia Earhart said this, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity." Get back to what matters. Don't you think it's time to start your engines? You can't race on the track if your engine is not running. Yet, that's how most of us are living our lives. We sit back, putting out the fires, trying to minimize the damage of the day. But if you're always living in scarcity mode, when will you be ready to flip the switch to abundance mode? Get back to what matters. Stop the distractions by keeping your actions real and always in motion. If you're wanting to master today to impact tomorrow, you've got to get in the game of life. Sitting on the sidelines or having off and on pity parties only slows down the progression of your goals and dreams. Get back to what matters, my friend. If the most challenging thing, as Amelia Earhart said, is making that decision to act, then keeping the momentum going by intentionally moving forward should be easy for you. Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem like it when you wake up and you're just kind of crabby for whatever reason. Why are you like that? I was driving home yesterday evening with our youngest son, who is a senior this year, our last senior, yes, as in of high school, traditional K through 12. Yes, he's finishing up. We're so excited. And so we had senior portraits and we were coming back from that. And there was this big, huge Hummer vehicle. Now, Hummers, I love. When they first came out, I wanted one. Okay, that was my deep, dark secret for you today. I wanted that Hummer. Why? Because it stood out. It was different. It just kind of had almost this force to be reckoned with. And I sometimes look at that as my life, right? It's the force to be reckoned with. Well, as we're driving home, this Hummer isn't just any Hummer. Oh, no, no. It's raised up with bigger tires like it needed it. And it was fussy last night. It was driving right behind me with the very big, bright LED type lights that were just shining right through my vehicle. And I thought, why are you on my tail so much? Well, all of a sudden, I could tell he was getting fussy. Got a little bit closer to me, and then he moved over to the right lane as fast as he could and just blared his horn. Now, his horn really kind of sounded weak. And it was like, that's all you got, man? And then he went up and did the same thing to the car in front of me. My son said, well, what a great way to end the night, Mom. I said, you know what? No, it is a great way to end the night because we don't have to let somebody else's actions disrupt our own. I think that's how we're living. We've got these Hummers that are coming and going in our lives, right? They're distractions. We've got to stay focused on where we are headed. Where you're headed matters. Where I'm headed matters. But honestly, so long as you're safe, who cares about that other Hummer? Just let him go. Now, little secret here. Yes, I blared my horn and mine sounded much better than his. Just got to tell you that. Make a pivot, right? Even though you may experience insurmountable odds, that doesn't mean you give up and quit. You make a pivot. Shift the direction you're headed. Don't be swallowed by failures, but ride the waves of lessons learned to gain momentum. Struggles are real. Life is real. So take aim. Get back to what matters. What matters to you today? Seriously, what is it? Maybe you're thrilled that your kids are going back to school. I'm thrilled to a degree, not really, because I only have one, but that one is like, oh my gosh, it's changing the landscape of our house. Why? Because in December, he graduates. He's got early graduation. We are so thrilled. I will have completed, well, technically I already have. I will have raised 5 adults. He just turned 18 this summer. How incredible that is. 5 adults? Yes, woohoo, toot my own horn on that one. But as he is going through his last of his first, right, his senior year, I'm now looking at my first, not my last. And so it's a very different perspective. What is your perspective on your day? How do you wake up? Do you wake up saying, Lord, get my engine going. I want my horn to be sounding awesome today. I'm going to go out and do what you have created me to do, whatever that is. Maybe in this season of life, you're raising a new little baby. How exciting. Maybe you're experiencing empty nesting for the second or third or fourth time. Maybe you're taking your first off to college and things are going to be a little bit quieter around the home. Maybe you're looking at a new dream. You want to write. You want to do some things that, well, you kind of toyed with in your mind, but not really so much dedicated into your heart. What does that look like for you? Struggles are real, but guess what? Joy is too. So get back to what matters. Don't let everybody else put a temper tantrum on your day. Don't let somebody else's actions dictate yours. Go out, get back to what matters. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.